Hello again, friends, and welcome to another hour of amazing entertainment as we gather around the old Parlor Radio. I'm your host, Corey Walker. Today is Mother's Day, if you're listening to the program on a Sunday, so I'd like to wish you all a happy Mother's Day out there if you are a mother or grandmother. Our first episode today is from the Ulrich family, which ran from July 2, 1939 until April 15, 1953. The sitcom series revolved around teenage son Henry and his parents. Today's episode was first heard at 8 p.m. on Thursday, April 29, 1948 on NBC and stars Ezra Stone as Henry Aldrich. The episode is titled Mother's Day.
Aldrich! Coming, Mother!
Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, written by Clifford Goldsmith. Brought to you by the puddings that are tops in taste. Jell-O pudding. They say the happiest years of your life are the teens. But I know one person who has his doubts about that. Henry Aldrich. Henry has all the troubles and growing pains that most boys go through in their high school days. For Henry is a typical American boy. Tonight out in Centerville, the Aldriches are just having dinner. And our scene opens in the dining room of the Aldrich home.
Have another lamb chop, Alice?
No, thank you.
You aren't eating anything.
Sam, I'm so tired of planning meals and cooking meals, I don't know what to do.
Chops are awfully good, Mother.
Yes, Mary.
Say, who do you think I was just talking to on the phone?
Who, Henry?
Kathleen. Her folks want me to come over for dinner Saturday night.
Tomorrow night?
Sure, isn't that a break for you, Mother?
Why for me?
Well, if I'm not here, you can just have any old thing for dinner.
What do you mean she can't?
I've got to go out in the kitchen and whip some cream.
I'll be clearing the table, Mother.
Boy, can you imagine.
Weren't any of the rest of us invited, Henry?
She didn't mention any of you.
Goodness knows the Andersons have been here often enough.
Mary, is that very kind?
But, Father, just inviting Henry's hardly any way to pay off a social debt.
Henry, would you be disappointed if you didn't go to Kathleen's?
Not go?
Have you forgotten what day Sunday is?
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
It's Mother's Day.
Oh, but Father, I'm just going for dinner Saturday night.
Well, I'd planned to take your mother and you and Mary out to dinner Saturday as a Mother's Day celebration.
You had, Father?
Now, it's up to you as to where you would rather go.
Well, gee, I don't want to offend Mother, but I...
You'd rather go to Kathleen?
Well, I don't know. It's a hard thing to decide. It isn't every day that mothers have a day.
Henry, if you're coming this way, will you bring your plate?
I'm not coming that way, Mary.
What would you like to do?
Well, I'll phone Kathleen. Yeah, sure, I'd love to go with you. Well, I guess I ought to get Mother something nice, don't you think?
Splendid.
Would you care to contribute anything toward it?
I contribute?
I'll tell you what. Let it be a present from the entire family.
It seems to me, son, you should have saved up for this occasion.
I have, Father. I have. I've earned nearly $5. Only I hate to see it all go at once.
Henry, may I have your plate now?
I'm not through with my plate, Mary.
May I have your glass, please?
I'm not through with that either.
You may take my plate, Mary.
Thank you, Father. I'm glad somebody in this house cooperates.
Father, Father, how do you think Mother would like to have me get her a new dress?
A dress?
Sure, I don't see what would be so difficult about it. All I have to do is get Mother down to the store and just happen to take her by the dress department.
And what?
And as we go by, I say, gee, Mother, look. And she'll say, oh, isn't that one swell? And I've got it all picked out.
But supposing she picks one of the more expensive dresses?
Oh, I wouldn't mind the sacrifice. I'd just as soon spend the whole $5. I think I ought to do something for Mother. She's puts up with an awful lot from us.
Henry, Mother wants to know if you drank any milk this afternoon.
Just one glass, Mary.
Well, what you drank was cream.
Cream? Cream? I thought that was awful rich when I drank it.
There isn't one speck out there to whip.
Gee whiz. Well, tell her on Sunday I'll make up for everything.
Excuse me while I take this.
I'm not through with that plate.
There isn't anything left on it, Henry.
I've got my chop in my hand.
May I have your bread and butter plate?
But you're not to come any closer than that.
And, Henry, will you please eat your chop as you should?
But, Father, I waste so much when I eat it politely. Mary, you wouldn't like to go in on something real nice for Mother's Day, would you?
I'd plan to get Mother something alone, Henry.
What?
A blouse.
A blouse, Mary? A blouse?
Mm-hmm.
No skirt?
My goodness, I'm going to pay nearly $3.95 for it as it is.
Well, how much would one come to?
The very cheapest would be $2.95.
What?
Yes.
I wonder whether Mother wouldn't like to go to the movies instead.
Mary! I'm coming, Mother.
Father, there's an awfully good movie this week.
Oh? What is it?
The Cowboy Returns.
Yes.
I'd even be willing to blow the whole family to it.
Well, first, don't you think you'd better make sure The Cowboy Returns is what your mother wants to see?
Oh, I'll let her have her choice. You know, Father, if we didn't go to an expensive place, I could almost take the whole family to dinner, too.
I think the movies will be sufficient.
Oh, no, Father. I know of a place where it's very reasonable. I'd be glad to take all of you. How about it?
Henry, can you make room for this dessert?
Mary, Mother can't hear me out there, can she?
Mother isn't even speaking to you.
She isn't, Mary? She will. How would you like to go to the movies Mother's Day Eve?
What's that, Henry?
Saturday night. I mean it. We're all going to the movies and to dinner. As my guest.
Really?
Ask Father.
He's right, Mary.
That's wonderful, because I was going to take Mother down to get that blouse, and now we can meet you right afterwards.
Boy, there isn't anything Mother likes more than a party.
Here's your dessert, Sam. If you want any cream, ask Henry for it.
But, Mother, that cream I drank was in a pitcher.
Well, of course it was in a pitcher.
Well, do you mind if I change the subject of cream just a second?
To what?
What are you doing Saturday night?
Dear, I'm probably cooking dinner.
You are?
We're all going to meet downtown for something.
For what?
Don't tell her, Mary. Where shall we meet?
At the Emporium Department Store at 4:45.
It's all set. 4:45.
That's going to make it terribly late for me to get home and cook dinner.
Don't worry about cooking dinner, Mother.
But what are we going to do?
Gee whiz, you wait. You're going to have one of the swellest times you ever had in your life.
Sir?
What is it, lady?
Have you seen anyone waiting here at the entrance to the Emporium?
No, ma'am. Not recently.
Oh, thank you very much. Here it is, 12 minutes after 5. I don't mind waiting so much. I just keep wondering if they haven't been in an accident.
Yes, ma'am.
It's perfect the way it is.
Would you like to buy some flowers, lady?
No, thank you.
Wouldn't you like to buy some carnations for Mother's Day?
No, thank you.
Well, you ought to remember your mother. That's the least anyone can do.
Yes. Boy, can I have a paper, please?
Here you are.
Oh, on what street does the family live?
It's nobody in this town.
Oh, then I won't need the paper.
Alice, why have you been waiting here at this entrance?
Sam, where on earth do you think I'd wait?
Well, I've been standing around the corner.
That's not the main entrance, Sam.
Well, Alice, that is certainly the main entrance on that street.
Well, at least you're safe. That's something.
And the thing for us to worry about is my car.
Well, what's happened to that?
I left it 30 minutes ago in a 15-minute parking space.
But that still isn't as important as Henry and Mary.
Well, they're probably at the entrance all the way around on Market Street.
Well, go around and look, Sam.
Where will you be?
I'll wait right here. I won't move one foot.
Lady, like to buy a box of candy for Mother's Day?
No, thank you.
They're hand-dipped and cherry-filled?
No, thank you.
Like some hazelnuts?
No, thank you.
Fresh chocolates with cherries for your mother?
Gee whiz, Mother, where have you been?
Right here where I was supposed to be, Henry.
Imagine that.
Where have you been?
Just inside the door.
Why, dear? Did you wait in there?
But, Mother, I think the inside of a door would be the only logical place to wait for someone. Well,
couldn't you have at least looked outside?
I finally did, and there you were. Where's Mary?
I have no idea where she is.
Well, where's Father?
Your father's gone round to the Market Street entrance to see where you are.
I? Why would he look for me there?
Well, dear, you certainly weren't here, were you?
Oh, Mother, I was here. Henry. Oh, I don't mean to argue with you, but all that's been separating us is that door.
Yes, Henry. Now, supposing you take this nickel and go inside and telephone and see whether Mary has left the house yet.
Yes, Mother.
Tell her the store closes at 5:30.
Yes. X-ray
face,
a young girl disappear.
Boris!
Mother, am I terribly late?
Where have you been, Mary?
Joe Graham dropped in just as I was leaving. I thought he never would go.
Yes, dear.
Shall we go in and do our shopping?
Well, not until Henry and your father get back.
Where are they?
Henry's phoning you, and your father's waiting for you around on Market Street.
Well, isn't that ridiculous, Mother?
It certainly is.
What have we got to do now? Wait for them until I get back?
I'm afraid we have, dear. Now, at least one of us better. You stay right here while I go around and get your father.
Can you find him?
Well, of course I can find him. Now, don't move until I get back.
No, Mother. Pardon me, sir.
What do you have, lady?
I'm told it would take me more than 3 minutes to run in and get one.
As to that, I couldn't say.
Oh, dear. I wonder where...
Mary, where is your mother?
Father, where did you come from?
Where do you think I came from?
Well, Mother just went around after you.
Now, what did she do that for?
So we wouldn't have to wait so long.
Now, where's Henry?
He's inside phoning me.
What's that?
Don't you think I ought to go in and tell him I'm here?
You wait where you are. I'll go in.
Yes, Father. Flowers for Mother's Day. Fresh carnation.
Mother, I'm going to need another nickel. Gee whiz, Mary, where's Mother?
She's gone after Father.
Where's Father?
He thought you were phoning.
Yeah, but Mary, I couldn't get you.
Of course you couldn't. I'll go get Father.
How long will he be gone?
2 minutes. And, oh, Kathleen phoned you at the house.
What did she want?
Henry, did you tell her you couldn't come to dinner?
Sure I did. I left the message with the maid.
Well, Kathleen's expecting you.
Well, gee, wish she couldn't be. She's...
Cherry-filled candies for Mother's Day?
Listen, mister, are you going to be here for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Well, could you deliver a message for me? If you see a lady or a man or my sister looking for a fellow in a brown suit like this, could you tell him that I just stopped in to phone a second?
Now, friends, while Henry is reflecting on his latest predicament, I'd like to bring you a news item about something that happened the other night in one of Centerville's finest families. The headline reads, "Prominent Local Man Trapped in Raid." And the article goes on to read, "Last night, about 11:30, one of Centerville's leading citizens was surprised by his wife just as he had tiptoed to the kitchen, raided the refrigerator, and finished eating a dish of pudding. Jell-O butterscotch pudding that had been left over from dinner. His wife was desolated, as she had been planning to eat the Jell-O butterscotch pudding today for lunch. But the culprit showed no remorse. When questioned, he merely kept repeating,
I'm glad I did it. Yes, and I'd do it again. I simply can't resist Jell-O butterscotch pudding.
Well, friends, seriously, that is just another way of saying that Jell-O butterscotch pudding is a dish that people won't be denied. Probably it has something to do with the grand, buttery, brown sugar flavor of this swell dessert. And the fact that Jell-O butterscotch pudding is as smooth as rich golden cream undoubtedly plays a big part in its appeal. At any rate, this mellow treat is a mealtime favorite in thousands of homes the country over. And I'm sure you'll find it your favorite, too. So try some real soon. You've honestly never tasted a more luscious dessert than Jell-O butterscotch pudding. Well, now, getting back to Henry Aldrich. Henry has just learned that although he's going out with his family, Kathleen is expecting him for dinner. This scene opens in Kathleen Anderson's home.
Hello? Hello?
Is that you, Kathleen?
Yes, Henry. Did Mary tell you we're having dinner at 7 instead of 6:30?
Well, didn't your maid tell you? I'm going out for dinner with my mother.
Henry.
Do you think you'll understand, Kathleen?
Do you have to go with your mother?
I'm taking her. I'm her host.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I might try. Perhaps I could eat with her real fast, see, and then come up to your house.
Well, wouldn't that make you late?
Well, what's the latest I could get there and still eat?
Well,
I guess when you stop to think of it, Kathleen, maybe that would be trying to do too much.
Kathleen? Who are you talking?
Mother! Henry, hold the line! Mother, Henry can't come next Saturday night.
Well, why not?
He's having dinner with his mother.
Why don't you ask both of them to come? Hmm?
Are you sure next Saturday night will be all right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Hello, Henry.
Yes?
Henry, my mother says to bring your mother, too.
Well, Kathleen, what'll I do with my father and Mary?
What? Well, hold the line just a second, Henry. Mother.
Yes?
Could we ask Mr. Aldridge and Mary, too?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think we should have them.
Hello, Henry.
Well?
Mother says to bring the whole family.
Oh, Kathleen, I don't think you should go to all that trouble.
No, really, Henry. Mother'd be very much offended if you didn't.
Well, they're waiting at the department store for me, I think. If you don't hear from me, you'll know we're coming.
All right. Do you understand about the time, Henry?
Oh, sure. 7:00. Goodbye, Kathleen.
Mother, what time is it?
It's exactly 20 minutes past 6.
Did that man say how long it would be before Henry got back?
No, dear.
And where'd Father go?
Your father went down the street to get the car. That was 35 minutes ago.
Would you like to have me go down and find him?
No, dear. We're not going to break this family up again.
Well, I'm awfully sorry the store closed before I could get your blouse.
That's all right, dear. Just as long as we all finally get back together. It's starting to rain.
Goodness. Guess it's a good thing we didn't buy any new clothes.
Yes, dear. Although, please remember, I still have on the best I own.
Mother, step back into this entrance before you're drowned. Well, at least there's one consolation.
Well, I'm glad you can see one.
The restaurant we're going to after the movie serves us swell food.
Look there, Mary. There's your father. Let's run out and get in the car.
Hurry up, Alice.
Open the door, Sam. Get in, Mother.
Where's Henry?
We don't know, Sam.
Well, get in anyhow.
We can't go out and leave him.
Mother, you're getting all wet.
Sam, why did you suggest something?
Certainly can't park here, Alice.
Mother, why don't you and Father go ahead and I'll stay here?
No, Mary, you get in and I'll stay.
Both of you, get in.
Father, can't you pull up closer to the curb and let that trolley go by?
This is a narrow street, Mary. The only way that trolley can get around me is to go up on the sidewalk.
I'll get in. Come on, Mary.
Close the door.
Yes, Sam. Oh, only what do we do now?
We've got to get out of here.
Hey! Get moving there!
Something the matter with the car, Sam?
No, not at all. Mary, must you just sit there and ask questions? Jerry Silk chocolate, the fifth of Mother's Day? No, no, I do not want any Jerry Silk chocolate.
Okay.
You better hurry up, Father. Is that us, Sam?
It is.
Thank heaven we're moving.
Father!
Sam, stop!
Now, what's the matter?
Here's Henry.
Where?
Under that newspaper.
What?
Father! Wait for me!
Stop, Sam!
I can't stop here.
Goodbye, Father! Goodbye, everybody!
Now, here's a place I can pull in.
Henry!
Wait for me. Wait till I tell you the good news.
There's no time for good news. Get in the car.
Could you move over, Mary?
Henry, why didn't you leave that wet newspaper outside?
Oh, gee whiz. Wait until I tell you the news.
Henry, Aldrich, you're simply soaked to the skin.
Mother, this is going to be a swell Mother's Day yet. We've all got an invitation to go to Kathleen's for dinner.
Really, Henry?
Sure.
Henry Aldrich, we couldn't have.
But, Mother, I just got through talking with Kathleen.
Henry, you're dripping water all over me.
Well, I can't help where it runs, Mary. The only thing I can do is sit still and let it go where it wants. How about it, Mother?
Henry, they couldn't have asked us for tonight.
Mother, Kathleen stood there by the phone and begged us to come tonight.
What do you think, Sam?
Don't leave it up to him, Mother. This is your party. Up to now, you haven't had a good time at all. But this way, you could have a wonderful evening.
What are you going to do with all the money you saved, Henry?
I'm not going to save a cent, Mary. I've got it all figured out. I'm getting Mother a dress with my money.
Well, Sam, pull up someplace, and I'll telephone and make sure.
Mother, if you phone her, you'll only be wasting your nickel.
Well, are we or aren't we going?
What do you think, Sam?
It's up to you, Alice.
Mother, they always have awfully good food at the Andersons.
Of course they do, dear. I love to go there.
And there you are.
Well, make up your mind, Alice.
Sam, I don't
know. Look, Mother. How many Mother's Days are there in a year?
One.
Move on there.
Yes, officer. We're just making up our minds.
Well, I'd like to tell
you. You were, aren't you going?
I guess, officer, we are.
Hooray, Father. We're going to the Andersons.
And boy, am I hungry.
You're not any hungrier than I am.
They're all wiped and put away.
Anybody seen the evening paper?
It's in the big chair, Father.
I've been looking forward to just sitting around tonight.
Robert, do you want Kathleen to go out and get your slippers?
No, dear, I got them on. Where did I put my necktie?
Over on the lamp.
Oh, yes. I always did like this chair.
Now, Kathleen, I want you to go up and do your homework.
Now go up.
My goodness. Would you look at the dust on this keyboard? You know, Robert, I'm glad we let that maid go. Robert.
Well?
Look, dear, when the Aldriches come next Saturday, let's have everything just as nice as we know how.
Mm-hmm, yep. Do it up brown.
Isn't it nice to have one evening at home?
Mm-hmm. I see the Dodgers won today.
Did I hear the doorbell ring?
Now, who in the world do you suppose that is?
Well, it's probably Daniel.
Well, I'm not going to answer the door.
Well, I'm going to run upstairs.
Now, listen, Dorothy. Daniel isn't going to notice those curlers. Oh, all right. I'll go to the door.
Why don't you stop him?
Well, now, where's my other slipper?
It's way there underneath your chair.
Oh, come in. The door's unlocked.
Let him in and find your slipper later.
Oh, look at the ashes all over my vest here.
Hello there, Mr. Anderson.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Well, hello.
Is this a terrible way for us to drop in?
No, not at all. The Aldriches.
Oh, well, why don't you ask them to come in?
They are in.
Hello there, Dorothy.
Oh, well, Alice.
Sam,
everyone. How do you do, Mrs. Anderson?
Well, you might as well put your things down and let's all go into the living room.
Living room?
My goodness, Alice, I was just going upstairs to take these curlers off.
Dorothy, you look lovely. Well, here we are.
Aren't you glad now, Mother, we didn't go to the movie?
Yes, indeed.
Sit down, everyone. Yeah, no mind if I do.
Yes. Well,
how's business, Sam?
Oh, pretty good. How's yours?
Fair.
I'm
sorry.
Did I interrupt you, Sam?
No. I interrupted you.
Oh, no, you didn't. What were you going to say?
Well, the fact is, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Well, I was going to ask Alice what movie she was going to see. Starved for Love. Oh, my dear, they tell me that's the most beautiful picture.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson, is Kathleen out in the kitchen sort of helping you?
No, she's upstairs studying.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Have a cigar, Sam?
Oh, no. No, thank you. Not just before...
No, dear.
It's I, Kathleen.
Oh, is that Henry? I'll be right down.
Robert, would you mind opening the window just an inch or two?
You see, we had steak and onions for dinner, and I'm afraid the house will never be the same.
Steak and onions?
Do you like them, Henry?
Oh, boy, do I. Mother's very fond of them, too.
Alice, I want to show you something. This box Kathleen gave me for Mother's Day.
Isn't that lovely?
What is it, Mrs. Anderson?
I have no idea, Mary.
Looks like candy to me.
Well, if it is, I should never promise Kathleen I wouldn't open it till tomorrow.
You did promise her?
Mother, could you come upstairs and help me a minute?
Alice, would you excuse me?
Of course.
Well, if you pardon me, I'll go out to the kitchen and see whether we have any ginger ale in the ice box.
Oh, Bob, don't bother. We just had dinner.
Father.
Mary, supposing he could hear you.
Well, Henry, so we were invited here for dinner.
Someplace there's been a very serious mistake.
That would be putting it mildly.
Ben, this is the most embarrassing moment I've ever had.
The thing for us to do is to get out of here.
Well, I think we should stay long enough to be polite.
Stay, Mother, as hungry as I am?
You're not any hungrier than the rest of us, Henry.
All I had for lunch was a cup of tea.
Then I didn't have anything.
Supposing, Alice, we run on before they discover the mistake we've made.
Well, Father, do you mind if I make a suggestion?
I do. Alice, we'll tell them we're sorry, but we're going to run on to the movies, and as soon as we get away, we'll go get some dinner.
I have sort of an apology to make to you folks, I'm afraid.
Oh, what's the trouble, Bob?
Well, here's the ginger ale, but we don't have any ice.
Now, listen, Bob, I give you my word, not one of us could drink a thing. And besides, we're going to have to run a little...
Great it is, dear.
The fact is, Dorothy, tomorrow, being Mother's Day, we told Alice we were coming here, but we're really taking her to the movies.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Bob, why don't you and I get on our things and go along with them?
Good idea.
And we'll make it an evening together.
But Mrs. Anderson, let me explain something.
Henry?
But Mother...
Henry!
Yes, Mother. Mrs. Anderson, we'd be very glad to have you come along.
Oh, wasn't that the best picture, Alice, you ever saw in all your life?
Yes, Dorothy, and it's been the best Mother's Day party I ever had in my life.
Would you like another hamburger, Mother?
No, thank you. Three is all I could possibly eat.
Father?
Yes, Henry, just two more.
My, Henry, this was the smartest idea of yours that we drop into this little hamburger stand.
Thank you, Mrs. Anderson.
I haven't been in one of these places in years. I loved them. Sam and I used to drop in all the time.
Oh, Mr., may I have the check, please?
Oh. Now, Henry, I'll pay the check. The movies were on you.
But, Mr. Anderson, this whole evening has been on me.
Yes, Henry, it certainly has.
Henry Aldrich will be back in just a moment. Friends, the next time that you want to give a party, there's no need to send out invitations. You just drop the word here and there that you're planning to make some Jell-O pudding whip. And before you can say come in, you'll have a house full of smiling guests. Yes, this swell new dessert has certainly become a big favorite, and there's every reason why it should. Because Jell-O pudding whip is wonderfully good and downright easy to make. You just take one package of Jell-O, any flavor, and one package of Jell-O vanilla pudding, and make them up as you usually do. Then chill the Jell-O and whip it as directed on the box. Next, you chill the Jell-O vanilla pudding and add it to the whipped Jell-O, beating constantly until it's blended. Then mold. And there you have a grand, inexpensive treat, serving 10 to 12 people and simply ideal for parties and special occasions. So be sure to try this new and intriguing combination of delicious Jell-O and rich, creamy Jell-O vanilla pudding. Ladies and gentlemen, this week is National Restaurant Week. Now, why not take the occasion to dine out at your favorite restaurant and climax that dinner pleasantly by choosing the most popular dessert on the menu, Jell-O pudding.
Father, Father, do you see the dime bank I have?
I do, Henry.
Well, I'm going to start a savings fund.
Well, I'm delighted to hear you say that. Here. It is your first dime to put in it.
Thank you. You know what I'm going to save toward?
What?
A party on Father's Day.
May I have that dime back, please?
The Aldous Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Original music is composed and conducted by Jack Miller. This is Harry Von Zell speaking and wishing you good night for the puddings that are tops in taste.
What a hilarious and comedic episode that was. Henry found himself in a bit of a pickle trying to appease both the Andersons and his mother. You were listening to the Aldrich Family episode, Mother's Day, which was first heard on April 29, 1948 on NBC. Next, we're going to hear another highly popular comedy series. The Life of Riley ran from April 12, 1941 until June 29, 1951, with the series peak beginning on January 16, 1944, when William Bendix took on the lead role of Chester A. Riley, a man who, quote, had a heart of gold, but he had no brain and always seemed to make a mess of everything. Chester is very proud of his 13-year-old son, Junior, and is always bragging about him. Today's episode is titled Junior Forgets Mother's Day and was first heard at 8 p.m. on Saturday, May 11, 1946 on NBC. Enjoy the laughs.
Teal for a beautiful smile, the life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of Riley. Chester A. Riley, father of 13-year-old Junior Riley, is very proud of his son. But Riley's pride is often deflated by his friend Jim Gillis, who is also the father of a teenaged boy, Egbert. Right now, we find the two fathers admiring a special window display in Witherspoon's drugstore.
Yes, sir, Riley, that there window is a masterpiece. You get the angle, Riley? It's advertising Mother's Day.
Yeah, sure, I get it, Gillis. And that's a good idea they got, spelling out mother with aspirin tablets, huh?
Yeah, it's a great plug for motherhood.
Yeah.
It'll help kids remember the day. Of course, my boy Egbert don't need no reminder. Like some kids I could mention.
Gillis, you wasn't referring to my boy Junior, was you?
Oh, no, 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 no. But if the shoe fits, you might as well swallow it. Now, my boy Egbert never forgets his duty. He's got a memory like an elephant.
Yeah, and a nose to match.
Very humoresque. All I know is he already got his mother a genuine imitation leather purse. What's your Junior getting his mother?
Well, I'd better run along.
You mean your kid ain't getting his mother nothing?
Don't you worry about my boy. He'll come through.
But ain't he said nothing about it?
Well.
Oh, that's a bad sign. Riley, any man that don't bring up his boy to do right by his mother is a failure as a father.
Who's a failure? In the 13 years that Junior's known me, he's never had a better father. Most likely, he's got a present hidden in the house right now. Well, sure, that's it.
I hope so, for your poor wife's sake. But you better make sure.
Listen, I trust my boy enough not to spy on him. Where does your Egbert usually hide his presents?
Well, this year, it's up the chimney. Yes, sir, Riley, like father, like son. Now, I was brung up to respect the sanctity of motherhood. My egg bite is cast in the same mold.
Well, don't you worry about Junior. You'll find out that my boy's even moldier than your boy. Gosh, this chimney is small. Let's see. Nope, not a sign of a package any... Got some suit up my snoot. I'd better take another look.
Riley, for heaven's sake.
Oh, it's you, Dumplin'.
What are you
doing in that fireplace?
Well, I'm looking up the chimney to see how the weather is outside.
The weather?
Yeah.
Full of all the crazy things. Why don't you look out through the window?
Well, I did, but I couldn't see the weather on account of the rain. Is Junior home?
Oh, yes. I wish you'd speak to that boy. I'm trying to keep the home extra neat while your mother's here visiting us. But he keeps messing it up. He's so forgetful.
Yeah, he's getting forgetful about a lot of things. Well, I'll have a talk with that boy that he won't forget.
Oh, now don't be too cross. Remember, you forget things, too.
Don't worry. I'll be fair. First, I'll let him speak his mind, and then I'll give him a piece of my mind. And believe me, he's going to get the worst of the bargain.
Junior, I...
Hello,
Pop.
Say, you want to hear a swell song? I'm going to sing it in a gay 90s show my club's putting on. Now, listen.
Oh, okay. How's it go, son?
Always help your dear old mother.
Oh, beautiful.
Always treat her kind and good.
I had you all wrong, Junior.
You must always hold the lantern while your mother's chopping wood.
Junior, what kind of a song is that to be singing about your mother?
Well, it's a comedy song. Now listen to the second verse. Uh-huh. Don't forget your dear old mother.
That's better.
She's so delicate and frail.
Bless her heart, she's worn out.
She is thinking of you always while she's serving time in jail.
Junior, I'm shocked. Making fun of your own mother. The sweet woman who's always taken your part. Why, on the day you were born, when she looked at you for the first time and saw your little red, homely, wrinkled face, did she blame you? No, she blamed me.
But, Pop, you don't get the idea of the song.
I get it. You're like all the younger generation. Young. Why, when I was your age, I worshipped my mother. I used to hang her up on a pedestrian.
Pedestal, Pop.
Junior, you and me gotta have a man-to-boy talk. Sit down.
I'm sitting down already.
Well, then get up and let me sit down. Have some respect. Now, listen, Junior. It's time you were told certain things about, certain things.
Pop, again with the birds and the bees.
Well, there's lots you can learn from the bees. For instance, bees are very kind to their mother. They call her Queenie, and they go out collecting honey while she sits home with the hives. Ain't that touching?
Yeah, Pa. It's thrilling. So what?
Bees respect motherhood, and their mother is nothing but an insect. But you're lucky enough to have a mother who's a human being. I made a careful marriage.
Pop, what are you driving at?
All right, let me put it clearer. Why ain't you shoved anything up the chimney?
Chimney?
It's hopeless. You certainly don't get your head from me. With a head like mine, you'd get the point.
Pop, I gotta go now.
Egbert Gillis remembers. Even the drugstore remembers. Everybody remembers but my son. Well, I'm through hinting. I'm going to tell you the right thing to do and see that you do it.
Ah, Pop, you act like I was a baby or something, always yelling at me. Oh, I'm going out.
Now, wait, Junior. Don't you go away.
Chester Riley, are you picking on my grandson again? Now, run along and play, Junior, darling.
Thanks, Grandma.
Now, wait a minute.
Land sakes, always yelling at that sweet, innocent child. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you big baboon.
Gee whiz, Mom. When I was a boy, my father...
Ah, your father's mustache.
But, Mom, suppose a boy forgets his mother on Mother's Day.
Oh, so that's it, is it?
Yeah, and I know how a mother feels when her son forgets.
You do, do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been a mother?
Well, not lately.
Well, I have, and I am. Chester, a mother doesn't want her son being bullied into thinking of her. She wants him to do it because it's natural to him.
or not at all.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But you see, I was thinking...
Well, stop thinking. At your age, it's no time to start.
Oh, Mom, you sound like you don't love me anymore.
I've loved you for 39 years, and now I can't break the habit. Bad as it is. But you're not to nag Junior about Mother's Day again. Promise?
Okay.
You're not to even mention Mother's Day. Be like those three little monkeys that hear nothing, see nothing, and say nothing.
Okay, I'm going to be just like them. From now on, there's going to be four of us monkeys.
Hey, sis, guess what I got, Mom? Nylons.
Oh, gosh, nylons. Oh, Mother will be thrilled.
Look, hide them for me, will you? I don't want Pop to know I bought a present till Sunday.
Why not?
He thinks I forgot. I just want to show him. Gosh, just though I'd forget my own Mom. Oh, the phone. I'll get it, Babs. Hello? Oh, hello, Walleye. What? A new catcher's mitt. $5. Gee, I sure need a new mitt for the big game on Sunday, but I'm busted.
For me, Junior?
Oh, no, Pop, it's for me. What, Walleye? Oh, I said I'd like to buy one for Sunday, but where am I going to get $5? Santa Claus ain't due here till Christmas. Well, so long.
Junior, did I hear you say you needed some money?
Yeah, why?
Oh, nothing. Only now I'm beginning to understand why you
Boy,
didn't...
Boy, I sure could use some dough. I want to buy...
Don't tell me. Listen, Junior, guess who I just bumped into on the corner?
Who?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Yeah. Well, he's a little early this year. You know, daylight saving. He gave me this $5 bill to give to you. Here.
Pop, you're giving me $5?
Yep.
Oh, boy, now I can buy...
Don't tell me.
Pop. Is this on the level? No strings attached?
No strings attached.
You mean I won't have to do like last time you gave me $5? You know, sign a paper saying I'll mow the lawn for the next 20 years?
No, it's yours outright. Buy what you want. And I guess you know what to buy.
Huh? Oh, do I? I'm going down right now and buy it.
Tell me.
Okay, Pop. See you later. And thanks a million.
Yes, so long. Poor little fella. Imagine thinking he'd forget his mother. Look at him, running down the street. You'd think he was after a present for himself. Come on in, Gillis. Coast is clear. Everybody's at the movies.
Listen, Riley, what's so important? You come over my house, yanked me out of bed, dressed me, and then dragged me over here.
Well, I'll tell you why, Gillis. You intimidated that my boy would forget his mother on Mother's Day.
Okay, so he bought her a present. I'm going home.
Wait a minute. No. I'll show it to you, you wise guy. I ain't even seen it myself yet. He hid it in the closet here.
He bought his mother a present. Very unusual boy. You should have him stuffed.
Here it is. Look at the size of this package. Next time, Gillis, don't go shooting your big mouth off about other people's wonderful kids.
Riley, if there's one thing I hate, it's a father who brags about his kid. I'll be running along.
Oh, no, you don't, Gillis. Oh, no. You started this, and I'm finishing it. I'm opening the package right now.
Look, I believe you. Now, let me go back to bed while the sheet is still warm.
Not until you see this present that Junior got for his mother. This'll show you how I raise a boy. Look at that, a catcher's mitt. Just what my wife... Frank, a catcher's mitt.
Well, what do you know? So the little darling bought his mother a present.
I must have forgot to mention it, Gillis. You know, Peg is taking up baseball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What team?
Team? She ain't playing right now. She's got a Charlie horse.
Face the facts with your face, Riley. Junior spent his dough on himself instead of on his mother. That's the kind of a boy you raised. As the saying goes, the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. And this apple's got a worm in it.
Next time, don't go shooting your big mouth off when I'm shooting my big mouth off.
Oh, how could he do this to his own father? After all I'd done for him when he was a baby. The times I used to get up in the middle of the night to change him. Well, so help me, I'll never do it again.
Steele has just brought you the first act of The Life of Riley, and we'll be back with Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. You know that only Teal, of all the leading dentifrices, protects your teeth from ugly gum-lined cavities? Here's why. Out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums, and when gums recede, parts of your teeth are exposed which are 25 times softer than tooth enamel. Now, those softer parts are easily damaged by daily use of toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives. So chances are 8 in 10 you are risking those ground-in cavities daily, unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives. Only Teal, the modern liquid dentifrice, cleans teeth without abrasives. Cleans with a patented ingredient, protects teeth from gum-lined cavities as no other leading dentifrice can. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week to make teeth look their best safely. Follow directions on the package, and remember, large family-sized Teal saves money. T-E-E-L, Teal, the tangy, refreshing liquid dentifrice. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, poor Riley was afraid that Junior will forget his mother on Mother's Day, but he's vowed not to remind the boy. Actually, Junior has bought his mother a gift, but is keeping it a secret. Now, Riley has a subtle plan to make sure Junior comes through.
Hi, Pa.
Junior, you see this package? Well, I happened to be passing AZ's swap shop, and I saw something in the window that's just what you needed. So guess what?
You bought it.
Well, how did you guess? You're getting just like me, psychopathic. Well, here it is.
Gosh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a fancy case. Uh-huh. Can I open it?
Well, sure. I sure hope you like it, too.
Oh, for Pete's sake. A lady's manicure set. Now, what do I want with this?
Junior, you're absolutely right. Now that I see it in good light, I see it's for ladies only. Well, if you can't use it, you'll just have to give it away to some lady who can. If you know what I mean. Now, who will you give it to?
Well, I think...
Don't tell me. Just give it to her.
I don't know, Pop. Maybe you better take it back.
But, Junior, think. Ain't there one woman who loves you more than anything... And vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, she's wonderful. She'd like this set all right.
Sure she would. And I bet I know who she is. Her name begins with capital M.
Gee, how'd you guess?
Oh, at last.
Yeah, I'm going right over and give it to my girl, Marilyn.
It's a losing fight.
Is that you, Riley?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I'm on my way to the offices of the OPA. I want to complain about some prices.
Oh, you mean ceiling prices?
No. No, this is a different OPA. The Official Pallbearers Association. They've just increased our carrying charges. You've got to watch your step with those boys. One false move and they drop you like a hot potato.
Well, that's just business troubles. It's family trouble that's the real headache. Diggers... There ain't another father that has as much trouble with his boy as I do.
Oh, you must not envy other people, Riley. In my profession, we have a saying. The grass is always greener on the other fellow.
Do you have trouble with your boys, Digger?
Oh, indeed I do. Yesterday, my youngest son, Clay, pilfered a sign from the baseball stadium. And hung it in the window of my business establishment. Oh, I was furious.
Well, why? What did the sign say?
Double header today. Ladies free.
Well, that ain't as bad as my junior. Today is Mother's Day, and he forgot all about it. And today is the day.
Oh, how could he do such a thing? Ah, Mother, serving your dinner on the mantelpiece after Daddy has spoken to you with a paddle? Giving you a homemade haircut with a cereal bowl? And forgetting to remove the oatmeal? Sitting by your bedside when you're itching with poison ivy and helping you scratch? I adore mothers. They're so great.
Well, that boy should be taught a lesson.
Now, Riley, don't spank him. Approach him from another direction. Shame the lad in front of the whole family. Humiliate him.
Digger, you've got it. That'll earn him respect. What'll I say?
Expose him as a monster of ingratitude.
Monster of ingratitude.
Who bites the hand that feeds him.
Bites the hand that... That's just what I'll tell him. Oh, thanks, Digger. You're swell. You're always straightening people out.
Let's not talk shop. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
What a lovely blouse.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, Angel.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. This is for you.
Nylon! Oh, Junior, darling, you remembered.
Well, of course he did, Peg. You don't think my grandson would forget his mother.
Oh, of course not. But it's still wonderful to think that he did.
Mom! Peg! Babs! Junior! Everybody line up.
Oh, Riley. What do you think, Junior?
Say no more, Peg. I know just how you feel. Everybody on this side of the room, except that Junior.
Why, Riley, what's the matter?
Please, do what I say.
But, Pa...
Stay where you are, Junior. Look on him. There he stands. For 13 years, his mother has been feeding him with her own hand. And now he's biting the monster.
Talking about?
I'm talking about a son who forgets his mother on Mother's Day.
But gee whiz, Pop,
It's too late to make excuses now.
I'm not making excuses. I got Mom a present.
I don't care if you did get her a present. You should have gotten her a... you what?
Why, he gave me these lovely nylons.
Chester, you stop picking on my grandson or I'll bust you one.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Junior, you gave her a present? You really love your mother?
Of course he does.
What a revolting development this is.
Oh, Dad. Oh, is your face red?
Yeah, well, it's my tight socks.
Now you apologize to Junior.
Oh, forget it, Pop.
But I only meant it for your good. Any son who forgets his darling mother on Mother's Day ain't human.
You're right, dear. Now you give your mother her present.
And I'll go further. Present?
Daddy, you forgot.
Me? Don't be silly. Well, as I was saying before I was interrupted, any son is liable to forget his mother on Mother's Day. It's only human.
Well, Chester, I'm waiting for my present.
I ain't human.
Oh, I'll get it for you, Pop. It's right here under the couch.
Junior, please keep out of this. I get your... Hey, what's that package?
Pop, stop kidding. You know, it's that swell manicure set you got for Grandma.
I did?
Why, Chester, for me? Oh, you darling. And I thought you'd forgotten. Not my Pop. He bought this special for Mother's Day. Didn't you, Pop?
Oh, Junior. Bless you.
Oh, Pop, put me down.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were my mother. Here, Mom.
Yeah, you darling. You didn't forget your poor old mother. Oh, Chester.
Bless you.
Oh, Mom, put me down.
Riley's will be back in half a minute. Why risk cavities at the gum line? Cavities ground in by daily use of toothpaste or powders containing harsh abrasives. Teal cleans teeth without abrasives, protects teeth from such cavities. Enjoy Teal tonight. T-E-E-L, Teal, the refreshing liquid dentifrice.
Junior, it was swell of you to come through the way you did for me. I thought you gave that set to Marilyn.
Oh, nah, you don't give your girlfriend a present on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it ain't etiquette. Junior, you're a real pal. You didn't let me forget about a present on Mother's Day, so in appreciation, I'm going to do something for you.
What, Pa?
I won't let you forget about a present on Father's Day.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invites to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Luke Kozlov. Don't miss the June issue of Radio Mirror Magazine, which features a big story on The Life of Riley with pictures of our cast. That's Radio Mirror Magazine at your newsstands now. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, and for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
That's true. Take lingerie, for example. Why, Dreft keeps my dainty underthings fresher and brighter than even expensive soap flakes.
Right. You see, Dreft is different from soap. Dreft's rich suds rinse clean and clear. They simply can't leave any sticky deposit the way all soaps do. No wonder Dreft keeps lingerie, stockings, new woolens prettier and brighter far longer than any soap could ever do. With Dreft, there's no soap fading.
Yes, and for washing dishes, Dreft is just unbelievable. Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine even without wiping. Every woman knows how dishes washed with soap dry with a greasy film unless you polish them. Well, my Dreft wash dishes drain dry, bright and sparkling. Even glasses sparkle without touching a towel to them.
Yes, ladies. Decide now to open up this bright new world of beauty for your nice things, for your fine washables, for your dishes. So get Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Next time you shop, get Dreft.
Listen again next week, same time, when Teal, for a beautiful smile, brings you The Life of Riley for laughs.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
I always enjoy listening to The Life of Riley, as the series is guaranteed to make me laugh. You just heard the episode Junior Forgets Mother's Day, which was first broadcast on Saturday, May 11, 1946 on NBC. I hope you enjoyed that story. We're almost out of time, so here is my contact information if you would like to send in a request or just send me your thoughts on the program. My email address is opr@telus.net. My letter mail address is Old Parlor Radio, 2880 15th Avenue, Prince George, B.C., Canada, Victor 2 Mike, 1 Tango 1. From the CFIS studios in Prince George, I'm Corey Walker. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you.